John 1, beginning at verse 1, page 1068. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Has forgotten or doesn't know, perhaps you can help us remind folk, what does the Christingle stand for? What is the orange? Why have we got an orange? What's the orange represent? Yeah, shout out. That's right, the orange is the earth, and around the earth we've got a red ribbon. What's the red ribbon for? Jesus' blood, that's right. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood, he died for the world, and the reason why the ribbon is around the whole world is showing us that Jesus is a saviour for all of the world. And then we've got a candle. Why is the candle in the Christingle? Yeah. Jesus, yeah, and what particularly about Jesus with the candle? Yes, he's the light, yeah. That's right. You going to say something? That's right. Jesus is about Jesus, who's the light, and he calls himself, in fact, the light of the world. He's the light of the world. And then sticking out of the orange are four cocktail sticks, which is really the reason we all come, isn't it? Although this one's no good. I haven't got any of them jelly ones on. They're the best. What are the sticks for? It's all over here. Oh, let's go there. That's right. Yeah, the four seasons. Every year I crack a joke about Frankie Valli, but no one gets it, so I won't bother. The four seasons. Of the year, autumn and winter, spring and summer, and through the four seasons, because of the four seasons, we need the four seasons so we can grow all the food that we need to live, to survive. So God provides for us all our needs. Well, we're going to sing about the Christingle in our next song, and then James is going to come and talk to us about our reading. So we're going to stand and sing the Christingle song. Can you see what we have made?
Here's a very easy question. I'm going to ask you how many fingers I'm holding up, and I'd like you to all shout out the answer. Okay. Might be hard if you're behind a pillar, but we'll see. How many fingers am I holding up? How many fingers am I holding up? It's a bit easy, isn't it? Now, we can't make it completely dark in here, but you can make it dark for yourselves if you all shut your eyes. So everybody shut your eyes, completely tight and completely shut. Okay, how many fingers am I holding up? And you can open your eyes. Incredibly, some people got it right. Now, it could be you're very good at guessing. It could be that we've got some connection going on. Or it could be a few people were peeking. I don't know. What do you reckon? When we shut our eyes and it's completely dark, we can't see anything. And so we can't see how many fingers I'm holding up. But more importantly, if I asked you to walk around the church, we wouldn't be able to see where the pews were, wouldn't be able to see where the sharp Christingles were, wouldn't be able to see where the candles were either, would we? Light and darkness are very, very important. Well, darkness. Darkness is a theme that runs all through the Bible. And in the Bible, darkness stands for everything that's bad. Things that make us feel scared, things that make us feel worried, bad things, evil things. But light is also a theme that runs all the way through the Bible. And in the Bible, light stands for everything that's good, everything that makes us feel safe and happy and secure. In fact, the Bible says that God is light. So all the wonderful things about God, you can say God is light. All the wonderful things, all the things that make you feel safe and secure, well, that is light. And all the things that make you feel scared and afraid and in danger, well, those things are darkness. Well, this theme starts right at the beginning of the Bible. Listen to this. This is how the Bible starts. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. Right at the start of the Bible, everything is dark. You'll shut your eyes again. Do you remember when it's dark, when you've got your eyes shut, you can't see anything. And it might be scary, and you might not know where you are or where you need to go. Well, everything was dark. You can open your eyes. And then God said something very special. In the midst of all that darkness, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Suddenly, this dark world was full of bright, shining light. And as you read on in the Bible, you find out that God made this beautiful world with all the beautiful plants and animals and mountains and rivers. And he made it for us to live in. Well, everything was light and everything was good until darkness returned. And you might know this story. It happens early in the Bible. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And they brought darkness back into the world. Now, it wasn't that the sun turned off. And it wasn't that Adam and Eve had to shut their eyes. It wasn't that they couldn't see where they were going. It was worse than that. Adam and Eve had a darkness inside. Their sin had made it dark for them inside. And in fact, it wasn't just Adam and Eve. It's affected everyone who's lived since. All of us have got that darkness inside, which means we don't live in the light that God has made. We live in the darkness, trying to live our own way, even though we can't really see. Well, do you know what? God's light is so brilliant. It is so powerful. It is so radiant that nothing could stop it. Nothing could put God's light out, not even our sin. And so we see all through the Bible little glimpses of God's light shining through at different times until you get to the New Testament and Jesus comes. Jesus comes as the light of the world. We had in our reading this verse, "The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world." Jesus came as that true light to shine in the darkness of the world. And it goes on in our reading, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Now, when we have our Christingles later, they've just got a very small candle. And there's only a very small flame, hopefully, and only a small light that comes off it. But Jesus, the light of the world, he came to shine throughout all the world, showing God's light in the midst of the darkness. Right, I want you to try this again. Everybody shut your eyes. Okay, and it's all dark. And you can't see anything. And you don't know what's around. And then 1, 2, 3, open your eyes. And suddenly, you can see everything. You don't have to wait. The light is just there. And it's the same if you go into a pitch black room and you turn the light on. Suddenly the light floods the whole room, doesn't it? Well, when Jesus came, it was like that. It was like he was opening our eyes. It was like he was flicking on the light switch, and suddenly the light was everywhere. Well, when Jesus lived on earth, he went around reversing the effects of sin. He went around shining his light in the dark places where sin had reached. So he healed people who were ill and unwell. He calmed the nature that was so dangerous against people. He taught people how they should live in the way that God wanted them to live. And it was all great because the light of the world was shining his light everywhere he went. But do you know, one day it went dark again. The darkness returned. And that was on the day that Jesus died. And you may know the story. As Jesus was dying on the cross, we're told that the sky went dark. For 3 hours, the world was plunged back into darkness. It looked as though the light of the world had been put out. It looked as though the world would be full of danger and evil and fear forever. But there was something else going on. As Jesus was dying on the cross, he was dying for our sin. That is, he was dying to get rid of the darkness once and for all. He was dying to get rid of the darkness inside me, the darkness inside of you, so that we could all enjoy God's light. And it didn't stay dark, because just 3 days later, Jesus was alive again. He came out of the tomb, showing that you can never put out the light of the world. Darkness and light. Darkness and light. Darkness, all the bad things in the world, all the things that make us feel afraid, all the things that we don't like. Light, all the good things in the world, all the things that make us happy and secure. And really the question for each of us this Christmas is, well, do we want to live in the darkness or do we want to live in the light? The light looks good, doesn't it? Because we can see where we're going and we can have all those good things that God has done for us. And yet sometimes we want to stay in the darkness because there we can hide. And God's light can't get at us. And it can't expose all the things that we've done that we might not be very proud of. Well, the great news of Christmas is that Jesus came to be the light of the world. And he calls all of us to come to him, to walk in the light. And as our reading went on, to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So the people who follow Jesus, who walk in the light, are called children of God. And that could be true of you today. All you need to do is come to Jesus, the light of the world. Say sorry for the darkness inside of you and ask him to forgive you and help you to live in his light. And let's finish with this great thought from the Bible. In our reading again, it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So when we're following Jesus, the great news is the darkness will not have the last word. Because the darkness will not, cannot, never will overcome the light. Well, I'm going to say a short prayer, so let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to be the light of the world. We pray that we would live in his light this Christmas. Amen.